Hello, Jill Healy Quintard. I'm talking for the Global Healing Exchange and talking about stress. Now, my business is called Body and Balance, and I do believe in balance in life. My business covers exercise, but also covers consultations. And a lot of people, when I'm talking to them about an exercise program or a nutrition program, one of the major issues is stress. And one of the major reasons that stress occurs is because there's a problem with having the time to exercise as well. So stress in our daily life is getting a lot of people down. A lot of people are finding it very difficult to suffer with stress and not sleep, anxiety, it all just keeps going on and on and on. But there is an alternative to stress. For instance, if you need to get something done, this is the positive side of stress. If you need to get something done and you're feeling stressed, there is something inside you that pushes those adrenals that actually makes you do what you need to do. I'm not saying that this is a great place to be in, but it's some positive effect of stress. But if you are stressed and you're finding it really difficult to do anything, a really easy way out of it is 3 deep inhales and exhales. Now, I know personally, there are times that I'm driving in my car and I will be hanging onto the steering wheel and I'm calling people names who I don't even know who they are that are driving as well, and then I let go of the steering wheel, as in not let go, let go of my grip, and I'll just take 3 deep inhales and exhales. Those 3 deep inhales and exhales changes the entire way of seeing things. It just starts to bring that nervous system down and calming it down. So I suggest if you're feeling a very stressful situation that you're not coping with, that the first thing to do is 3 deep breaths. The next to do is to find somewhere that you can actually go, either go to a class where you can actually lie down and meditate and be in a place that's safe for you. So stress can be released very easily through just breath, meditation. Yoga nidra is one form of meditation that I use. And without a doubt, every single person who comes to my class will say, I look forward to that bit because I've had no rest all week. All week has been stressful. My job is really hard. I don't sleep well at night, but I come to your class and I do the yoga nidra. At the end of the class, I feel like I've de-stressed. So yoga nidra, for those who may not know, is called the waking sleep. It was in the 1960s. It was part of Satchinanda yoga. And these days, there's a Dr. Richard Miller in America who's turned it around and called it eye rest. And he's done a lot of study on this. And it's found that you go through different stages, that you don't go to sleep completely. This is why it's called the waking sleep, but you change your consciousness. So with yoga nidra, it's lying down preferably on your back with your arms separated from your body. So you're not actually hanging on, holding on to anything, making sure you're comfortable, placing cushions, bolsters, whatever underneath your knees or back if you need to, something under your head if you need to, but making sure you're comfortable just closing your eyes and breathing. So you're taking inhales and exhales. So long inhale through the nose and a long exhale through the nose. And as you start to do that, in fact, I'm saying it, as I start to do that, I can feel my body already de-stressing. So just inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. Now, quite often we just find that we just breathe to here, or we just breathe to here, which is very shallow. But by taking it deeper, you're actually changing your nervous system and you're starting to slow down. So just doing this 3 simple breaths, even in this position now, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. By the way, the nasal breath actually keeps it more internal and more focused. So unless you've got a blocked nose, but if you can do the inhale, exhale through the nose, out through the nose, that is preferable. So inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the nose. And if you can close your eyes and just let yourself just feel the body start to relax. So again, with yoga nidra, what we do is move through the body. Now, there are different versions of it. I do the small version in every single class I teach, which is just 5 to 10 minutes, starting with relaxing each toe and saying each toe so that you got that awareness. And so it's just saying the word in your head, it starts to let go, moving through tops of feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, up through the thighs, and then moving through the front of the body, naming each part of the body, moving through the back of the body, one arm, other arm, fingers, palms of hands, neck, face, eyes, mouth, teeth, tongue and jaw, just relaxing. Forehead, whole face, back of head and top of head. And by the time you get to that, you're actually feeling completely relaxed but not sleeping. So that's the short version that I'll do in a regular Yoga Pilates Fusion class or a dance class or my restorative class. But when I run a workshop, I actually do the 45 minute one, which is, as it is quite long, but by the end of that 45 minutes, you're so relaxed, it's just incredible. And a whole different state of mind occurs as well. So stress is completely gone. There's no stress. And anyone who does this will say that they feel that they can cope with whatever the next task is after they have done even just a few minutes of yoga nidra. I've been going into workplaces and found people ridiculously stressed. So just get them down on the floor for 5 minutes. That's what I do, 5 minutes just on the floor and just go through that. And 5 minutes, the productivity increases, the stress decreases. And so a working day is much better if you can do just a few minutes of yoga nidra. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you.